Hello, everybody. Sorry about the little delay there. We are experiencing some lovely weather here in Austria, and that makes my internet funky. Hi, Michelle. Are you there? I wonder if you can hear me, because I can't hear you. So, as you know, sometimes with the internet connection and everything, it can be a little bit wonky, we'll say. So, I'm going to get Michelle in. For, you know, when you're using these third-party systems and you never know about the internet, and so it can be very interesting. So, and Michelle is changing her headset, so she can hear me at least, so that's good. And I hope my headset is working so that I can hear people. Because if that might be the issue, let me see. So, of course, you know, got to handle things with grace sometimes because that's all you really can do. And today we are going to talk about, let's see, output and input. And it looks like everything is set up. Internal speakers, logic. We'll try that. So, as you know, it can definitely be different things connecting. So, what we were going to talk about, because I know Michelle is going to be going to a fair in Northern California pretty soon. And so I wanted to chat with her a little bit today about reading in a fair environment and how to prepare yourself for doing sessions live face-to-face, what kind of things you should be able to bring with you to the fair, and also what to expect as a reader and as a person who's getting a reading at a fair. So these are things that we can start talking about. Now, I usually do, instead of doing fairs, I do, usually business networking events and things of that nature at local businesses that I know. So, for example, I was working a lot at a local business in Vienna. It was really nice. They invited me to go there more than once. They had a reading room that was very good for me to go up into. Normally when you're doing a fair, you do want to bring things like a table with you, unless the table is going to be provided. And that should be in the details of your contract agreement. So that would be something so you would know, do you have a table? She's not behind the scenes. So maybe if I log her out and then log her back in again. Now I think she's here. Michelle.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me put in that headset.
Okay. Perfect. So, and reading at a fair can be a really fast-paced environment. So I'm going to kind of let Michelle introduce herself when she gets her headset in, and then
here
we can
I am.
Talk a little bit. Oh, okay. So,
yay.
So I figured we could talk about psychics and readers in a fair environment, because I know you are going to be reading in a fair soon. So why don't you give a little bit of information?
Okay, so this is the Nevada City California annual psychic fair. This is the 29th year. And
oh, wow.
I haven't done it before. And it's cool because it's got so many readers. So when I'd go through, I'd wonder, how are these people standing out in the crowd of readers to get picked? You know, and some of them are head down and they don't want to make eye contact. And so so I'm putting together what I think will make me more interesting than all these other readers. But there are also people there who are mediums, and there are vendors who are selling stones. I'm going to sell my antler intuition wands and offer 5-minute free Reiki session in a chair.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, and then if somebody wants a longer Reiki session, they can pay for that in the chair as well. So there are people there who are taking aura photographs.
Ooh.
And, you know, I've seen the Kirlian photography before. This looks a little different to me, but anyway, the whole thing is fascinating. So there are all sorts of interesting supplies and bones and stones. Just, it's a lot of fun. It is. I'm looking forward to it. So I'm trying to figure out how to make a beautiful table that everybody's going to want to sign up for their chance for a reading.
Ooh, that would be nice. So you would... will you be kind of bringing like an hourglass or something to help you to keep the time, or?
Oh, I like the idea of an hourglass. Let me jot that down. So, you know, I mean, I probably was thinking of using my phone for a timer, but the hourglass has a real nice look to it. Hourglass for 10 minutes. So that would be like an egg timer.
Yeah.
And so I would do that, and I'm going to bring essential oils and have my candles, with batteries, because none of these places want you lighting things on fire. And my water and snacks and my phone charger, and I'm just so excited.
Oh, I can imagine.
So I'll offer the readings followed by a crystal reading at the end. So I'd pick intuitively pick a stone that person needs to get a message from, and I'll, you know, give them that information. And then they can actually go buy that stone somewhere in the hall.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Now, that sounds so cool. I'm a little jealous. I want to do that as well. So I have to kind of get my ducks in a row for that. So now, with this, you have a table. Will they be providing you with a table, or do you have to bring your own table?
Well, the booth is 8x8.
Okay.
And I emailed her and asked about the table, because at first I thought it was a table with two chairs. And then when I go back and look, it's not clear. So I don't know where I got that idea, but I want a long table so I can put out certain things and have a place on the end where I can quietly talk with someone.
Right.
And a place on the other end where I have my helper signing people up. Or selling a wand or something, you know, signing them up for the next opening.
Oh, that's nice that you have a helper coming with you, because, you know,
Well,
you keep an eye on your product, number one. And
I can go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's my husband, and he's not crazy about the idea, but my sister is going to try to make it. And she would be great.
Hmm.
So I think that people do need somebody else
to kind of give you space when you're doing a reading or give you space when you're doing a Reiki chair session.
Mm-hmm.
The other person is able to talk and suggest they sign up for this or that and maybe handle the money. So that's what's going on. And so, you know, I have been looking for interesting table setups.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a lot of ideas, but I'm not really finding anything interesting as far as somebody else's table goes, because it's always, when you look online, it's a picture of a table, two people, and a bunch of cards.
Right.
So it needs to stand out in a
right.
sea of tarot readers and mediums and, yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. And, you know, you always know that the perfect clients are going to come to you, and it's just a matter of, like, being attractive and being there.
Right.
Is, yeah, one of the big things.
Right. So that they see you.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm thinking about, because we have, like, an indoor fair. They have two a year here in Vienna, and it's in, a convention center. Local here. It's really nice. And so I am thinking, though, that I want something that's 3D. So I want like a little reading station where I can hang, you know, a cloth over the entrance when I'm in a session, so that they get the privacy, because, you know, readings are really emotional sometimes.
Yeah.
And Reiki is too, you know.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to come up in a reading. You never know how the person is going to take it. And so, you know, maybe bring some tissues too. Just thinking about that.
Oh, okay. I'm adding that to my list, tissues.
Yeah. Just to give both yourself and the other person a little bit of privacy and space. Because also, you know, it's very interesting when people lay out cards, and if you have cards that somebody hasn't seen, and then they come kind of side eye walking up, seeing what you got laid out there, you know,
yeah.
It's kind of nice to have that, like, closed off space.
Yeah, yeah. I think I might want to get some kind of a screen.
Yeah.
Where I could set up a little extra table. It depends on where this space is located. So there, of course, along the walls is limited.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who are coming back are probably going to get their spaces along the wall first. So I could be out in the middle of the floor somewhere.
Right, yeah.
But it's still possible. 8x8 is a good size. So it's still possible to put up a little bit of privacy screen with a tiny table and two chairs. So I'm going to give that some thought. I still need to hear back from that gal. Maybe I'll call her today. You know, I'm really excited about it, and it's only 6 weeks. No. April 15th and 16th.
Oh, okay.
So I've got time. It's
yeah.
coming up fast. And I've got to get to work on my creations, my wands and things.
Mm-hmm.
I almost thought about bringing Young Living essential oils. I would offer them before we do the chair and before the Reiki if somebody would like to smell some essential oil before we start to kind of relax them.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about maybe bringing a couple bottles of the things that I'm going to be offering for them to smell.
Oh, nice.
But I'm not really sure that that's the best use of my concentration right now.
Well, probably bring them just in case you feel like you need them, and especially like
oh,
you can
bring
clear
them.
Your space,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, pretty quickly with
yeah.
a couple of oils, and then, you know, if you are a representative of them too, then it's
yeah.
kind of nice to have those so that you can, like, you know, it's a part of what you do. So,
right.
Definitely.
Well, I am a distributor, but typically I haven't been selling them for what people, what Young Living says is retail. You know, they're expensive oils.
They are.
They're good oils, but they're expensive oils. So, to me, the wholesale price is the right price.
Yeah, so, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe I'll go ahead and think about which I'd take and have an extra bottle along to share if somebody wants to buy one.
Yeah. Yeah, because I like the purification. I usually use that one. And lavender, of course, you know.
Yeah, purification. Purification. I don't know that I have that. I use White Angelica.
Ooh, that's a really, really good one. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. And actually, right recently, marjoram has been just putting me in the place. Now, that sounds silly. You think marjoram, you're thinking little gray pieces that you're sprinkling on your Italian.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on there. So you've given me some great ideas.
Ooh, I'm all like, ooh, let me come with you.
Yay! Oh, well, you just have to shoot over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can clean up my guest room for you.
Huh. Well, you know my hubby is a pilot, so I can get standby tickets.
Perfect. Yay.
He's looking at me like,
oh,
are you talking about me?
Yeah. What?
No, he doesn't mind. He actually encourages me to, like, expand my business over to the States a little bit more. So it's just exhausting, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can imagine.
Yeah. So I'm all like, So we should take a call, get your does that sound good?
Sounds perfect.
Okay. So we have somebody from the 843 area code waiting. And hopefully it'll buffer today and let them on. So I switched computers and everything, but like I said, my internet has been a little funky tonight. So we'll see
hopefully
this works. And I did invite people over to our Facebook group as well. So if you've been waiting and the connection isn't working today, go ahead and go into our Facebook group. It let me get it up here so that I can tell you guys. And then if somebody posts a message in there for a reading, we can do a reading over there.
Yeah, cool.
So it's facebook.com/threescharmreaders. So
that's us. Woohoo!
Yep, that's us. And this person is still buffering, and this is making me so sad.
No. Oh,
so
man.
Hopefully they'll jump in here at any moment.
Okay.
Like, put some voodoo on here.
Oh, okay. Just have some White Angelica on, communicating with the gods of the telephone.
Yeah, because this person has been waiting for about 22 minutes already. So,
oh no.
You know, yeah, it would be nice if they could come in to the group. So, but giving those back-to-back readings, since we're waiting for that person, I'll just keep the topic going. How do you feel like this is your first fair, isn't it? You said
right,
you mentioned
right.
It's your first fair.
Yeah.
How do you feel like it's going to be for you to go from one person to the next smoothly?
Well, that's a really good question. And I might want to make my sign-up sheet so that I have 5 minutes in between. But I'm not sure that that's going to get convoluted. I don't want people to wait if they don't have to.
Right.
So I guess I just do a quick grounding and clearing and a quick meditation. Quick.
Super quick.
So quick they don't even see it happen. and then go. So have you done these before, and what's worked?
So normally what I do, I was talking a little bit before I was able to get you into the group, and I usually do like networking meetings. So I was invited to a store that a friend of mine owned, and she had two spaces, so we could either read downstairs or upstairs, and she had a Russian reader come in, and then myself. And it was basically, you know, the people would come in and they would either sign up or, you know, if I was in a reading at the time that the new person came in, then, you know, they kind of said, oh, are you waiting for Sue or are you waiting for this other girl? And then so they established their own line. But I know for me, a short reading, like a 10-minute reading, I think 10 minutes is pretty perfect as long as you're able to wrap it up at the end.
Yeah.
Because usually when a person is getting a tarot reading, it can be a little bit difficult to, I don't want to say it can be difficult to fully anticipate, but it's kind of something that you have to keep your eye on the clock about.
Yeah. Right. And
to make sure that you're able to, you know, if there's nobody else waiting, I usually don't worry about time so much. But if there's other people waiting, then I'm just like, okay, it's been, you know, 10 minutes. We got to wrap it up. Thanks. And then, you know, follow up with a card and then go on from there. So, you know, and it wasn't really something where I could, where I could take a break in between. Most of the time it was just from one right to the next. So it was really fast.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, but it goes so quick, too. You're just like, you know, are we done already? It's been 4 hours, you know?
Oh, so, that's exciting.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, I want to do, like, what you're doing now. So I want to do, like, more fair environments, or else we have, like, an outdoor market by us that's a really popular market. It's called the Naschmacht, and it's been around since, like, the 1700s or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so on the weekends, then, they have, like a flea market area. And you can go in there and rent a space on the weekends in the summertime. So I've been thinking about doing that because there are so many American English-speaking tourists and stuff. So
would you do you dress? Do you dress the part? It seems like there's a fine line between dressing a part and being taken seriously. So I'm trying to decide the best way to go.
Well, another thing is, so normally, I'm sorry for the people who are waiting to get in here. It's still buffering, and I have two callers on hold, and I'm really sorry. I'm just...
Guys, just go to facebook.com/threesacharmreaders, all one word, and put your questions in and we can answer them on the radio.
Yep.
So don't be shy. Go do it.
Because
we're very frustrated with our internet right now.
Yeah, totally. So back to your question about dressing up. So when I go to these networking events, and I dress just really, you know, modern, business casual.
Yeah.
So There is a Middle Ages festival in the city called Hainburg, which is at the Slovakian border, you know, and that I would dress up in Middle Ages clothes for.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that, and I do want to start doing, at least, I was talking to my daughter about that. I want to start doing once a month, doing these Middle Ages festivals that, because they have really nice Middle Age festivals here. And,
That's so being, cool.
Yeah.
So is that like our Renaissance fairs here?
Mm-hmm. Only the city is an actual Middle Ages city on the Danube. So
you're not making things up.
Well, you are, in a way. I mean, you know, you are making things up as far as, like, they have knights. There is actually a group of gladiators, because I don't know. I think I've told you before that I live near a Roman ruins in Austria. And so they have gladiators that are that live like gladiators, and they're from near where my husband grew up and was born and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, so we it's kind of cool. I kind of like where we live. But, yeah, I should try and get in that festival as well, because as an English speaker, you know, there's a lot of people who don't speak German, but they speak English, or they speak, you know, Slovakian or Hungarian or, you know, whatever other language, and English. So that's one of the areas I'd like to kind of expand into.
Ew. So when do you think you'd start?
Well, I had my daughter write the email to contact, you know, the people.
Oh,
who,
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh,
so hopefully
exciting.
This summer. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I want to do stuff around here, but I would love to go to California, but I'm thinking once my boys get a little older, because my littlest one is 8 right now, and I can't be, like, jet-setting, you know?
As much fun as that would be,
right.
I'm sure he would like to have mom at home right now.
Yeah, yeah, so... And for anybody who's waiting for a call or is thinking about getting a call from us, I'm really sorry. The internet is not working properly today for me. And so that's one of the reasons we created the Facebook group, so that people could put their questions in the Facebook group and then we could get to you. We can read the question from the Facebook group and then answer it on the air. So,
yeah. And I'm hoping that that means that most of our callers have a Facebook account so they can find us.
Yeah.
Because there really isn't any other way to do it. Is there anything on Blog Talk that lets us take text messages or something?
Well, I can see about opening moderator. So... there should be a chat function within this, and I've used it before, but if it's still buffering the
sure
if it's buffer the chat or not too.
Yeah.
They're probably like, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on a second, because sometimes you can get the chat to open just right in this regular window. So, but what we could do is we can pull a couple of cards without a question, and we can see what we come up for this first caller for the 843 phone number.
Okay.
And do you want to do that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm doing.
Because a lot of times I do general readings, too, when I'm working on the hotlines, where I don't really get so much information from the person.
Right.
I just pull the cards and roll with it and see what happens.
Yeah.
So, because the chat is taking its own sweet time as well, so.
Oop. So, let's see. We got Carla Mary. Just gave us a thumbs up. Carla.
Ooh.
Thank you. Do you have a question?
Carla, if you're listening, put your question in the comments.
Give us a question. Okay, so have you drawn a card or two or three?
Or nine.
Or nine?
Yeah.
Okay.
So right in the center of this, I'm getting that the person who is waiting in line is really focusing on what isn't there or what's gone wrong, especially in terms of teamwork, communication, and also with a loving relationship. And, you know, underneath of that is the heartbreak and sorrow, feeling trapped in the relationship. And then also just a little bit of, you know, you get the feeling that somebody is verbally very negative, or I get biting with the words. And it's just throwing a shadow over everything this person is doing. So, okay. So it's just a thing about making sure, you know, if you are in this position where maybe you're not getting along well with the other people in your life, make sure that you're not overlooking the kindness and generosity that they're giving to you. And it could just be that there's so much stress on your plate right now, or you're dealing with somebody who's so negative towards you that you're kind of taking it out on other people. And then, you know, take a step back, get some rest, and look at things with renewed eyes and a little bit of, you know, clarity of having that break. So what do you think?
Okay. So that's very interesting. And it sounds like a little bit like what I've got here too, where I've got the Hermit card. And I'm seeing this person who's on the line as... And if you're keeping to yourself and really listening only to your own advice.
Okay.
And you need to, and I pulled a card from an oracle deck too, and it says to seek out a circle of your peers for this. So it's good to go inward and spend time on these questions or issues that are bothering you. But then you need to be able to come back out of it. Don't stay there in that place, because it can become a dark place. Seek out your friends who will give you the support and help on what's going on right now. And the next card I got was the Sun. And the results are going to be really brilliant. It's going to go in the right direction, ending with, or beginning, actually, with a big change in your life. So something, a change is coming. Go ahead and be withdrawn right now if you must, but be ready to come out, because it's all good.
Nice. I love that you read the Sun as a brilliant thing.
Oh, thank you.
I really like that, because the imagery is, you know, optimism and, you know, but brilliance. I like that a lot. So, very cool.
Thanks. Thank you.
So, caller from 843, that was the reading for you. And you should be able to listen to the replay of this just in case you missed anything. So if you ever, you know, ask a question and then you get cut off or distracted, go ahead and to the Blog Talk Radio archives in the Spiritual Business Spotlight, and find the date that you got your reading, and then listen in for your question. So
just
to let you know. Okay, and we have Carla Mary, and Carla Mary is the next one who's on hold. so
Carla
yay.
Mary.
Yes. She says, what do you see about my career? I'm self-employed. So,
oh. That's wonderful. Okay. And where are you seeing her question?
I'm seeing it on the messages for the group.
Okay.
So it is, but I see it on my phone, which is weird. Uh-oh, but hey, go away, B school.
Okay. So this is about Carla Mary's career.
Mm-hmm. And she's self-employed, just to give you a little bit of information.
Okay. Oh. Oh, that sounded interesting.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, the reason that I said, is because the Five of Cups came up again. So right in the center of that is looking at what isn't there instead of what is. So a lot of times when we're self-employed, it can be difficult to always keep up the motivation to do things, especially when the money is not rolling in the way we had hoped it would. And I really feel, Carla, like you are at the point where you need to make a decision about if what you're doing is actually fitting for your soul. Like, did you choose your career? Did you choose your business out of a feeling of I want to make money? Or did you make this decision out of this is my passion and I want to continue to do it? Because I feel like sometimes, I mean, that's just at the foundation. And in the future, I see that she is going to be getting away from these harder times, that she's going to have to pull herself together and get that emotional stability in order to move herself forward. But ultimately, she's going to the Nine of Cups. So the Nine of Cups is definitely a satisfaction, a wish card. And I really have this feeling it's making sure that you have a lot of passion towards what you do, Carla. And so that you can make it fun instead of seeing it as always a drudgery. So, Michelle, what do you got to say?
Well, I drew the moon. And mm-hmm. for me, in this circumstance, it shows me that there's a lot of emotion in this question right now, and I think it's kind of tying back in with what you were saying, Sue. So there's emotion, there's concern, and that has such a powerful way of bringing us down. So we don't really create fabulous things out of being down on ourselves. It's kind of like an oxymoron. So the next card I pulled was the Four of Cups, and I see you are, or it's suggesting that there's an offer for you to consider a new idea. So I don't know if you've heard this new idea yet. It may be that it's on its way to you through another person, through the television, a dream. But this will be something that will give you some new spice to your your business. And then it looks like, from the Ace of Cups, like it's really going to create a lot of joy and a new beginning. So it, to me, looks like a very powerful place. Just get out of worry. The emotions of worry are they're just not conducive to production, to abundance. And that's what I've got.
Very good. So I'm just messaging her back.
Can she hear us?
I asked, but she didn't respond. So I hope that our messages resonated with her.
Oh, okay. She's got, I messaged my question. So if you guys would put the questions right on the home page, the top page, so we can see you right away. And it looks like, I think Mary heard us. Yes. Yeah, she heard us.
Okay.
I messaged my question. Yes. Okay, good.
Okay.
Yay.
Good. Yay. Okay,
so Carla Mary, did that help? Did that resonate with you?
So I've messaged her, and hopefully she'll let us know if that that message resonated.
Yeah, she wrote, thank you.
Oh, okay, good.
And thank
Where
you.
Where are you seeing that?
Refreshing the messages. She said it helped very much. Yay!
Okay, cool.
Yay!
Okay.
I put
why
my heart
we made,
there.
Yeah. I just liked it all. So.
Okay, good.
Yes, good. So that's why we created this page. We're trying to be, you know, if it turns out that we need to do these on Facebook instead of on Blog Talk Radio, I think all three of us are, as long as we can figure out how to get three people into a group here, so
yeah we could take turns doing live video every other week or something. Is there some way where we could all show up?
I'll get the details about that, because I know that we can either do that or we can do a live hang on YouTube, and that would allow people to ask questions, and then it would also be saved as a video.
Oh, yeah. How cool. You are so tech. I love it.
I'm trying to be that, because I want for us to be able to, you know, share what we're doing, and, you know, when people need a question answered, like Carla did, you know, it's just really important that if one thing doesn't work, then we're able to do it in a different way, you know.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah.
I know.
So,
I love technology.
Me too, definitely. But, you know, though, I'm finding out I really love doing in-person readings as well. So.
Really?
You know. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll never give up the internet side of things, but yeah.
So once I dip into my psychic fear experience, I'll see where I go from there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think a psychic fear, too, can be really great for, you know, exposing yourself, not in a bad way, but to new clients. And, you know, not a flasher, but, you know, getting out there in front of new clients. And, you know, sometimes, like, we have, like, mind-body-spirit fairs here in Vienna. And a lot of times, too, they have where you can do a lecture.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this asked me if I wanted to give a short workshop. And I thought, I would love to have done that, but I am not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely would try that next year.
Yeah. Yeah, because making, like, you make such beautiful wands. I love them because you use, like, found items, don't you? Like antlers and, you know, and then you, of course, crystals and probably.
And the gemstones. And then I wrap it with sterling and copper. And I include a PDF of the meanings of the stones and how to use your wand.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's all fab.
Yes, definitely. So do you have a reading, like a reading cloth right now that you use?
I have a small one, but it's not for a table. I want to get something more table size, unless I have some gorgeous sari cloth that was made into boho drapes that are hanging in my studio. And I think I might take them down and use them on my table, or I will use them if I can put up a privacy stand, I'll use that. And I also ordered a curtain of lights.
Oh.
So those are really cool. So you've got all these lights just hanging down, and you can put a sheer curtain over it. It's very magical. I'm going to put that up in my office afterward.
Yep, sounds nice.
I don't think you can have enough glittery lights.
No, and especially like at those certain times of the day, that just adds such a magical touch.
Yes.
To the ambiance.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, definitely.
So you can find these boho curtains. If you go on to eBay and start looking around for boho curtains or sari silk curtains, you will see the most amazing stuff. The colors, some of them are just incredible. Just amazing.
I can imagine.
And the one I bought was pretty big. So I put it up to go around my glass table. So I used to work in hot glass. But the table's still there so I can do soldering and the like. But I just ran the curtain all around it so that particular workstation isn't visible unless I need it to be. So sari silk curtains.
I'm going to message you this like beautiful, well, I'm going to put it in the Threes of Charm, because this, I mean, if I had my way, I would have a reading set up like this. Hang on a second.
Oh yes, and I have to see that. Oh, I wish I've got to look at. So I had this one woman whose stuff I had bought from, let me see if I still have a link to her, because her stuff was amazing. So for people sitting out there wondering what we're doing, we're looking for cool things for you.
Yes, exactly.
Because you just may have to have something like this. So let's see. If we
what
go
a lot
back.
Of times.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. A lot of times we like to share what we're doing as well, because, you know, it's just, you know, I would really like it if you would share a link to the fair that you're going to be at so that people know if they want to come see you live and in person, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I'll do that. So, let's see. I'm not finding the woman that I bought these curtains from. Oh, this might be her. Now here, this is somebody new. Viewed that. Some of these are just, you have to see what I've got in my studio. It's so beautiful. But let's see. I'm just going to put this up, because this would be fun in anybody's home. in your special room. Oh, it's not putting a picture up. So do we have anybody else there?
No, but we do have one. Wowee. We do have one in the group from last week that we didn't get to, it looks like. Leslie Busing, I think, is her name, and she wanted to know when her mom will find the perfect place for her and her friend to live on their own, not in their house.
Oh.
And she wants to know, did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And I'm just pulling some cards for her here. You know, unfortunately, or fortunately, one of the two, you know, I just really see that there has to be a fair and balanced approach to this. There is going to be a change moving forward, which is good. It may not be as soon as she had hoped. So, you know, give her some time, because I also feel like her mom is not the best at managing her resources. And so it's going to be a thing about getting all the money together and making sure that everything is arranged properly. And then she wanted to know, too, if she's going to find true love. And I have the feeling that right now she just has so much going on in her life that she's really conflicted about how to spend her time. You know, a lot of people are working so much on the things that they're doing in their lives that they don't make time for love. And so once she gets everything sorted and cleared, and I feel like mental space is a big thing here as well, she'll be closer to that. So
Yeah. Maybe
you pulled a card or two?
I did. So I pulled one card, and it said it's an Eight of Cups. To me, that's a journey. So
okay.
I see her moving. Then in my mystical teacup, I put in a little citrine and rolled it around on the bottom, and it stopped on an eight as well. So to me, that would mean that it will be fairly soon.
Okay.
But I don't know if, you know, what we're talking about, because the bigger numbers typically show up as sooner, and the small numbers are later, like not now.
Right.
So it looks, so we could be looking at 8 weeks, 8 days,
okay. But,
and I really, I'm taking a look for, okay, so it does look like, so I pulled a card on the love, and it's, I think, Sue, it's a lot like yours, so it's, the other issues are the big factor right now. So the love aspects will flourish later, after some of this is off your plate, off your mind. You can start putting out your spidey senses for finding that person, or recognizing that person's already in your life.
That's also an interesting thing. So that the love might already be there, but
Yeah. She
hasn't really noticed it.
Right. Have you ever, sometimes you can be talking with somebody, you've known them forever, and then you're sitting there talking and you look at them and all of a sudden, bang! You're thinking, oh my God, I never saw you before. It happens.
It is.
So what were you
going
to say?
Well, we got 3 minutes and 41 seconds left. So I just wanted you to say how people can get a hold of you and tell us about your, like, if there's a website for the fair that you're going through then you can share that as well.
Yeah. So I will share a link on our page of Three's a Charm Readers. Of the psychic fair that's going to be in Nevada City, California on April 15th and 16th, I believe. And I'll put that up there. And you can find me on Facebook at My Purpose Path. And you can also find me, my website, mypurposepath.com. And when you go there, you'll see that I am primarily a coach. So I really love helping women who are ready to make big changes in their lives. And they're committed to making those changes. And together, we do that. So if that sounds like you and you're ready for investing in your future, then get in touch with me.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Sue. Thanks, Sue.
Yay. Oh, you're welcome. Yay. And my name is Sue Ellis Soller, and you can get a hold of me at, you can even message either one of us at the Three's a Charm page on Facebook, or you can message me if you wanted to talk to me specifically at sue@sueellissoller.com. I'm an angel tarot and oracle card reader, a certified transformational life coach, and a Reiki master. And basically, I help people find, you know, move in the direction of their own desires, really figure out what is and is not working in their lives, and recognize when they need to move forward. I also do business advising for spiritual and sensitive entrepreneurs. That's one of my things that I like to do. And also, I just wanted to mention really briefly that Caroline Palmy, you know Caroline from our group.
Of course.
Yes, she is a sponsor of our radio station. So she actually, Caroline Palmy from PalmyHealing.com. She's a Swiss woman who's an angel tarot and oracle card reader as well. And I just wanted to, you know, let everybody know that she is also our sponsor, and you can find her at Palmy, P-A-L-M-Y, healing.com. So, yay.
Okay.
Yay.
Hi, thank you, Carolyn. Love you.
Yeah, that was so nice, huh? So.
Yes.
Yep. And, so hopefully, you know, between the Facebook group and between the Blog Talk Radio, we'll figure something out as far as getting more people in for readings and, sharing your work, Michelle, because you're doing some fabulous work. And, you know, I think that people would love to get the readings from you and both of us and Melody.
From all of us, yeah.
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 So,
thank you. Okay. And you're doing some very cool stuff.
I try, so I'm keeping you guys on your toes. I want to give
are.
You all a place to be seen and heard and recognized. So that's my mission. So give us all that. So, well, thank you again for your time and energy and patience. So
yes, everybody. Wishing y'all could have been there talking with us.
Yeah, exactly. But the Facebook group is working like a charm, so.
Yeah, it helped. Yay, okay.
Okay, so next Tuesday, same place,
same time.
All
righty then. Thank you so much. Bye, Sue. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Michelle. Bye, everybody. Thanks again.
Bye.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks. Okay, sorry about that, guys.